Hey there, friends, it's Nick. Right, so this morning I turned down a piece of work and I'm going to tell you why very quickly. And I'm saying very quickly because although you don't know this, this is like the fifth time I've tried to record this podcast and various things, mostly me, have interrupted it. So we're going to do this right now. It is a five-take wonder, this podcast. The reason I turned down a piece of work, well, actually, I downsized it. I had a call with this chap who is a, you know, I guess you'd call him a warm prospect. He's got a problem, which he thinks Copy can solve. He has heard my name. He's been recommended to me. And we jumped on the phone this morning and had a chat. And he had in his mind, having looked at my website, one of the more expensive solutions. And what happened was, as I began to talk to him about what he thought his problem was, it began to feel to me like he'd gone for, if you like, the gold option, where the bronze might do, if that makes sense. And some of you may be thinking that I've gone slightly mad because I'm turning away work, but I know really you're not thinking that, because as a person of, you know, taste and intelligence who listens to this podcast, you know that actually the long term is much more important than the short term for most businesses, right? And it's certainly true in my case, as I create this fledgling enterprise, that having a really delighted client is much more important at the moment than a few extra grand in the bank. At the moment, that's definitely true. But also, we did this very successfully at the agency, doing a small piece of work and then doing it so well, really delivering. And I don't just mean the thing that we were paid to do, but I mean the communication around it and the relationship building and all that kind of stuff. It all matters, right? And we did that many times, and many times we turned something like a micro site or an email marketing design or something like that into much bigger wins down the road. And I think it's useful for a couple of reasons. One, of course, it's so much easier to get a new client to say yes to a small thing than a big thing. And second of all, it also shows them. It shows if you talk them down from a big spend to a smaller spend, it shows them that it's not just about the money, that you are thinking long term. And that's what I said to this chap this morning. You know, it may well be that we end up growing into the thing that he thought he wanted. I hope we do. But it's important to set the relationship up in the right way from the start. And that means, I think the conversion rate experts, those guys have one of their rules is really good. And it's something that I believe, which is we give clients the same advice we would give our friends or our loved ones. And if you think about your clients in that way, it changes how you sell. You know, I mean, I don't think I've talked about this before, but when I was with IBM back in the kind of mid-90s, we had a football club, a UK football club, big club, wanting to use us to create digital signage in the in this new complex they were building. And do you know what? I mean, we're talking 25 years ago, basically. And the digital signage wasn't that good. It wasn't that good. And in the end, in that proposal, we ended up saying to them, do you know what? What you really need is just some good signs, some normal signs. And I think one of the things that I've done all the way through my career, because I learned something, because the guy in IBM who did that deal, he made plenty of money for IBM, and we did lots of work for that particular development, that particular club. But I learned from him, because he built all kinds of credibility from the fact that he turned down this potentially lucrative thing, which would not have delivered what they hoped. And I learned that lesson. Thank you, Leo. I learned that lesson. And all through my career and building up the business, I've made quite a habit of talking clients into smaller projects. The other thing is, it gives, you know, if it's a new client, first of all, you don't want to work with everyone, right? You don't want to work with everyone, and it is easier to deal with a bad client on a small project than it is to deal with a bad client on a big project, because you're that much quicker to part company, and then you know you don't have to suffer through a long big project with someone you don't know who turns out to be a nightmare. And the same for them. You know, we want to work with people. We all want to work with people who we like, people who we get on with. And a small project, easier to say yes to. We get the chance to get to know people. We build credibility and we have a faster turnaround. So we very often found that the big things came quite quickly after the little things, because little things don't take long. So I'm encouraging you, when you think about how you talk to prospects, how these sales calls go, to think about whether actually you can talk people down sometimes and go for the longer term relationship rather than the money in the bank. Anyway, that's it for today. Thanks for listening. If you've not subscribed, go to the podcast player of choice, your podcast player of choice, search Story Hacker and hit the button subscribe, and my daily musings will meander onto your phone or your tablets or your computers or wherever, without you having to do anything at all apart from press play. Thanks very much. I'll speak to you soon.